It used to be that opera singers, when they made forays into popular music, they were not too successful. You, on the other hand, have recorded two albums of very fine, what we'll call popular music. Which came first, your operatic inclination or the appreciation of this sort of more popular music?
It all started with popular music. And what happens is, generally speaking, if you have a voice that can sing on an opera stage, they find you, put you on the opera stage. And I love opera. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy, you know, the whole spectacle of it. But for me, my teacher was I met him when he was 83 and I was 19. And
wow.
He sang on the Carnation Breakfast Hour. And in those days, you know, there was no difference between, you know, those singers. You'd sing oratorio, you'd sing on the radio, you'd sing opera, and there wasn't a difference. And he introduced me to a man named John Charles Thomas. He was one of the greatest interpreters of song and aria that you could possibly imagine. I had a review that was given one time. You know, my wife and I did a recital, and it said, Nathan and Julie Gunn, they could make an art song sound like a folk song and a folk song sound like an art song. And that's what John Charles Thomas did. And that's how Mandy and I got together. We just love music.
I was going to ask, how is it that you two did get together? Because you seem to inhabit
kind of weird, right?
Seem to inhabit different worlds right now.
Stephen Sondheim at his 80th birthday celebration in New York was the New York Philharmonic. And so they brought me in. I think I was the only quote-unquote classical singer. They brought me in to sing a couple of things, one with Audra McDonald and one with just a solo. And we shared a dressing room, and we got to talking about music and different things we'd seen in New York. And he's like, oh, you got to go see this. And I'm like, oh, that sounds fantastic. I'm going to go see it. And then, you know, by the end of it, we were both, you know, maybe we should do a show together because we both love words. We're word-based, and we both love music, and we both love to be on the boards. And we really get along, and it works out beautifully. It's a very interactive kind of performance. It's one of those things where, if you want to be engaged in a world where we are so disengaged often with our cell phones and our computers and our iPads and things, if you want to be engaged in a personal experience, that's the show we do.